News, I'm Mike Hempen. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he remains optimistic the two sides can reach a deal as the nation approaches a debt default as soon as next week. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
McCarthy says he's sending his negotiators back here to the White House in hopes of finishing out debt limit talks. But
there's a number of places that we are still far apart.
Put simply,
we have to spend less than we spent last year.
Democrats are willing to freeze spending, not cut it. As the impasse continues, Treasury Chief Janet Yellen tells the WSJ CEO Council Summit that without a deal to boost the debt limit, it seems nearly certain the U.S. will run out of cash to pay its bills in early June.
Possibly as early as June 1st.
Saying the standoff's already roiling financial markets and threatening the global economy. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Singer Tina Turner has died at the age of 83. Her manager says Turner died after a long illness at her home near Zurich, Switzerland. In an online Twitter Spaces forum plagued with technical glitches, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says he's running for president.
Our president, well, he lacks vigor, flounders in the face of our nation's challenges, and he takes his cues from the woke mob. I don't think it has to be this way. American decline is not inevitable. It is a choice.
DeSantis enters the race trailing former President Trump in early polls. Officials in the city of Tacoma, Washington, will pay $3.1 million to the family of a black man who was fatally shot by police during a traffic stop in 2019. The city council announced the settlement with the relatives of 24-year-old Benny Branch. A prosecutor cleared the officer of any wrongdoing. This is AP News. An investigation indicates the Texas Attorney General likely broke several laws.
A Republican-led investigation has accused Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton of committing multiple crimes while in office, including felonies, during an extraordinary public airing of scandal and alleged lawbreaking that plunged one of the GOP conservative stars into new political and legal risk. For more than 3 hours, investigators presented findings alleging that Paxton sought to hide an affair, misused his office to help a donor, skirted protocols, and built a culture of fear and retaliation in his office. However, there were no recommendations on actions to be taken as the hearing ended. The hearing began as Paxton sought legislative approval for more than $3 million in taxpayer dollars to settle a whistleblower lawsuit with top aides who accused him of corruption. Republican House leaders have signaled unease with approving that payout. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.